This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli believes consensus among SAARC member states to organize its 19th summit. Nepali Congress to obstruct parliament today as well. And coronavirus case on Japan cruise ship travels to 61. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the South Asian Association of Regional Cooperation SAARC member states would reach an agreement to organize the 19th SAARC summit very soon. Prime Minister Oli, who is also chairman of the SAARC, delivering his short speech after visiting SAARC secretariat, expressed his belief that long obstructed 19th summit would be organized soon. The Prime Minister clarified that he was eager to hand over the chairmanship of SAARC to Pakistan. Meantime, he remembered the 18th SAARC summit stressing on partnership for peace, unity and progress. Today's parliamentary party meeting of Nepali Congress has accused the Commission of Investigation of Abuse Authority of filing corruption case against its deputy leader Vijay Kumar Gokchada under the government pressure in Lalita Nivas scam. Talking to journalists after the meeting, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Bal Krishna Khad informed the parliament would be obstructed today as well as a symbol of protest. The government of Nepal has handed over 100,000 face masks to the government of China. The masks were handed over with the aim of preventing the infection of coronavirus in China. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali handed over the masks to the Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Huo Yanqi, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives has directed to the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to ensure the provision of higher education in mother tongue in a bill related to education. Lawmakers in today's meeting of the committee held at Singhadra to discuss on the bill formulated for amendment of some education-related acts stressed on ensuring right to education in mother tongue in all levels as per the constitutional provision. Nepal Communist Party senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has said anyone accused in the Lalita Nivas scam should be punished. Talking to journalists at Birat Nagar Airport today, leader Nepal said anyone indulged in corruption should be booked and innocent person should acquitted. The entire village at the upper Tigau in Belkut Gadi Municipality 11 Nuakud has been affected by an outbreak of seasonal flu for the past 3 days. As said by the ward chair Vamhavi Pandey, every house in the village has at least one seasonal flu patient. A health team from the Belkut Health Post has been mobilized from yesterday to treat the affected people. So far, 54 people have received the treatment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Another 41 people on a cruise ship quarantined of Japan have the new coronavirus. Japan's health ministry has confirmed the case. The newly diagnosed infection meant at least 61 people from the ship have contracted the virus. Japan's authorities have so far tested 273 people on board the Diamond Princess, which was quarantined after a former passenger who disembarked in Hong Kong last month was diagnosed with the virus. The newly diagnosed include 21 Japanese as well as Americans, Canadians, Australians in Argentina and Britain. A Chinese doctor who tried to issue the first warning about the deadly coronavirus outbreak has died today. Li Wenliang contracted the virus while working at Wuhan Central Hospital. He had sent out a warning to fellow medics on 30 December, but police told him to stop making false comments. There had been contradictory reports about his death, but the People's Daily now says he died today. The National Health Commission's latest figures show the virus has killed 636 people and infected 31,161 in mainland China. With this, we have nearly come to the end of the news bulletin for this hour. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli believes consensus among SAARC member states to organize its 19th summit, Nepali Congress to obstruct parliament today as well, and coronavirus case on Japan cruise ship travels to 61. That's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.